Hello and welcome to this edition of Henrico CTE Now. I'm Marianne McGee, joined by
Mike Roberts.
Mike, excited to be here. I bet a lot of folks listening have envisioned themselves at one time or another being a teacher. So maybe you just watched Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman or one of my personal favorites, School of Rock.
I wasn't thinking of that one, but yeah, Lean on Me, definitely. But you're right, School of Rock. It's a teacher movie.
It is a teacher movie. It's one of the best.
We'll have to see if teachers feel that way.
Like, this person does not represent us. Yeah. It is a guilty pleasure. People listening, if you feel the same way, you got to let me know. If you too will stop on School of Rock, you got to let us know. But a lot of folks could imagine themselves at one time or another being a teacher, which is why this show is going to be so great, because we were at the New Teacher Academy and our listeners are about to hear four really unique teacher stories. But before we do that, Mike, remind everybody how they can engage with us on our social platforms.
You can find us on all of the social medias that are relevant right now, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now X, and such. And you find us at the handle Henrico CTE. You can also find our podcast on all of the major podcast applications. You can like and subscribe so that you don't miss the episodes. We have two a month every other week. We are into our fifth season, and we are well over 100 episodes that you can listen with great information, talking about how students can help do career exploration and find out about the careers out there and find out what they're interested in and how they can apply, how they can do research and find out if this is something they really like.
Absolutely. And, you know, if anybody wants a deeper dive, they can always check us out at henricocte.com.
Yep.
Lots of good information and lots of good detail about our programs and offerings. So, New Teacher Academy. So we know, Mike, that some teachers received their calling early. And you ask them what they want to do. They could be in middle or elementary or high school. They wanted to be a teacher. But you've met a lot of passionate and effective career and technical education teachers who've come to the profession from an entirely different direction.
Yeah, I think that the career switchers, the people that have spent their lives in a particular career path, and then they have, when they get years on into that, they've decided that they kind of want to give back and want to help students get interested into the career that they chose. I think it's great that they're coming back and they're teaching. When it comes to teaching career and technical education, whether they're teaching auto mechanics or high tech or what, when you have someone that was in their industry, I think they're bringing a wealth of experience that just the students are going to be able to soak up, and it's going to make it easier for them when it comes to picking a particular career, getting involved in applying and actually working in those different career paths. Having that experience and being able to being taught hands on, I think is just so important these days. So career switchers who has become a teacher later in life, I think is so important. And it's great that we emphasize trying to find those types of teachers.
Absolutely. And we've got all sorts. You're going to meet a couple of career switchers in this edition. But first up, we are going to meet from this year's New Teacher Academy held at J.R. Tucker High School, Joey Nigro, who says teaching was always in the back of his mind, even as a career in engineering seemed likely.
Yeah, so I actually went to Virginia Tech for a couple of years in mechanical engineering. It was very difficult, and while I enjoyed a lot of the technical aspects of it, it wasn't really for me. I always said, even when I first went to college, that I wanted to teach. I was like, I'll just be an engineer for a couple of years and I'll teach. And so I was like, why wait? I'll just teach now. So I originally was going to go into teaching math, because I do, you know, being in engineering, I enjoyed math. And then I found my wife and I were moving to Richmond because she got a job out here, and I was looking into VCU, and they had this engineering education program in secondary education. So I was like, this sounds really great. So when I joined that, I was like, okay, this just seems to be something that's actually fun. Get through a lot of projects with the kids, a lot less, you know, rigorously structured, and it just seems to be something that people might actually enjoy. So that's kind of what led me to do this as a profession instead of, you know, teaching math.
So was there anything in particular that you were drawn to career and technical education? I think with your engineering background, you could certainly understand the value of CTE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never really got to take classes like this in high school because I feel like it was very structured towards taking AP courses to get into college and things like that. So I think that these are just as necessary, even if you want to go and be an engineer, because frankly, we do a lot of drafting. We do a lot of 3D design. We do a lot of like building things, which I always enjoyed doing. Legos are my favorite toy as a kid. So I think it's really important for kids who even want to like, who want to go to college and be engineers to be exposed to this early on.
Joey, you mentioned that one of your favorite teachers when we were chatting earlier that made this really big impact in your life was your calculus teacher. Mm-hmm. Now that you're beginning your teaching career, what kind of teacher do you want to be?
I try and make my class as fun as possible. It really isn't. I tell the kids day one, it's not going to be tests, quizzes, homework. We're going to be doing a lot of just projects. I don't like to stand up in front of the room and talk to them. I'll give them a little explanation, but I want them to figure things out on their own and with a little bit of guidance from me. Like, here's the problem. You're going to help solve it now.
So, Joey, I have to ask this, and then I will let you run off to the rest of your sessions today. Fun fact about you. Pasta stand that you own. Oh, you are a pasta engineer of all of the things you can make. You can make pasta too. Am I right about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always grown up making pasta with my, you know, my family's from New York and we're Italian. In Blacksburg, a buddy of mine who's, you know, another Italian guy, he owned a pasta stand called Not Your Mama's Pasta at the farmer's market. And he was starting to get really big. So he brought me on kind of as like a little partner to help him. So I helped him all through the many years I was there at Virginia Tech. And then I moved to Richmond. He was like, hey, do you want to like expand the business? So I was like, sure, why not? So I've taken a little bit of a break ever since my daughter was born. But I make pasta at the farmer's market. I make pasta carbonara. That's usually the main dish.
Joey, more reasons to be excited to be in your class. Well, good luck and thank you for chatting with us today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
So, Mike, that's interesting about Joey. He definitely has this love for engineering, but the way he's going to use it with his students sounds really interesting.
Yeah, the when it comes to our CTE classes and him being a middle school teacher and exposing to kids in middle school to engineering, you know, you can't really expose them to these career possibilities early enough. You know, we've in the past some years, our department has really worked into even exposing elementary school kids to the different CTE programs and to not just the programs, but to the different careers. I think that exposing middle school kids and actually having programs they can participate in engineering, I think it's great. It's really, 'cause you can light that spark and every one of those kids that it hits them saying, this is what I want to do. This is really cool. This will be so much fun to do. As a career. And because when you do ask, without that exploration, when you talk to that student, you say, they say, I want to be an engineer. You go, what kind of engineer? And they go, you know, and so there's no when they've done this.
Yes.
You know, they know where they want to go, why it's interesting, and what it is they want to do, and gets them started on that path.
I love what you're saying. And then also, I feel like in some of these things like engineering, you're kind of introducing some of these concepts before the phobias set in.
Yes.
About math and science, and that's too scary, that's too technical. You know, if you're really working with middle schoolers, their minds are still kind of open to those things, and they don't seem quite so scary.
Yeah, when I got to high school, it was all the doubts. It was the doubts, I can't do that. I'm not good at math. I couldn't do this. But then I see some of these things. Visiting some of our business connections that we have when the students are growing out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what could I have done if I had gotten interested and pushed through and ended up on this career path? Because this looks so cool, you know. And it all of them kind of tend towards engineering. I was always good with mechanical stuff, but I never thought I could do the math. But if I'd applied myself
But I didn't have the opportunities to break through those by getting exposed early. Yeah. So it's great that kids get to do that now.
That's right. Parents, if you're listening, thank you for supporting career and technical education and encouraging your students to explore. It's just really a great way to expand your mind. And like you mentioned, Mike, the pasta making was really cool about Joey. And we actually had a lot of other fun facts you uncovered in your teacher survey. We have a Harley riding sneakerhead, a Reiki master who teaches yoga and meditation.
Yeah, look that one up.
Exactly.
That was interesting.
If you're not sure what Reiki master is,
try and spell it.
Exactly. R-E-I-K-I, folks. If you need to Google this yourself, you can look it up too. And then, you know, just someone who is an extensive board game collection. So lots of other hobbies and interests that our teachers have. Mike, how can people find out more of these fun facts?
We put a profile of all the teachers that came out for that day. We've got their photograph, we've got some information, we've got the information on the class they're teaching, and also a couple of fun facts about them, about that they thought would be interesting. And a lot of them were very humorous, and it's really interesting to find out, you know, because when somebody thinks of a teacher, you know, there's like, you never think about what is it they do when they're not teaching. You know, is it their entire life? It's not. It's just like anybody else. You've got your little interests and your little hobbies and stuff, and it makes them more human, I think.
You bet. And speaking of fun facts, next up is Kiara Lewis. Now, she's going to share her experience as a high school wrestler. Okay, folks, you don't want to miss that.
Oh my gosh.
But not before she talks about her journey to becoming a master barbering instructor and some interesting learning experiences she had along the way. Let's meet Kiara. Kiara, there are a lot of really interesting things about you. I'm going to ask about this TikTok love that you have, but let me start with some of the basics. What will you be teaching and where?
This year, I will be teaching master barbering at Regina Randolph.
Okay, master barbering.
Yes, ma'am.
I have got to know this. At what point do you hand a student a pair of clippers and say, now you do it on another student?
After they take their safety test and pass it with 100%. But seriously, after they have a thorough understanding of how the machine itself works, as soon as they understand that, we can apply. Even down to the shears.
Even to the shears.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, were you nervous the first time you gave somebody a haircut? Do you even remember that?
Like, I do. And it was funny. I did the haircut, and I was down VCU, and I jacked it up. I picked up the clippers. It had the wrong blade on it, and I cut a whole patch into this young man's hair. He had to be about 7 or 6. Mom came, find me someone who can cut hair. I'm like, I'm sorry. Fast forward 5 years later, I relocated to Mechanicsville. Cut this young guy's hair. He's this football athlete. I'm like, oh, you're so gorgeous. I have an idea. Cut his hair. Mom loved it. Mom comes and she's telling me this horrifying story. Yeah, my son got his hair cut. This girl, awful. And I'm like, let me finish this haircut. I finished the haircut. And I'm like, ma'am, that was me. How are you? People learn. People grow. But to this day, I still cut his hair. And that was in 2012. Yes.
Okay, that there is nothing like standing up to pressure.
Yes.
And when you have somebody in your chair and you have to work some magic. Well, I tell you, Kiara, I'm excited for you to be a teacher. Are you excited to get in the classroom?
I'm super excited. With me, I started in January. I met my now second year students. And just looking at my roster, I see that all of them are coming back. So excited. I see the roster for my new students that are starting year one. I have Godwin. I have Glenn Allen. And I'm like, I've never even been to these schools. I'm so excited to meet everyone.
They are going to be excited to meet you.
They got
to
be.
Listen, I'm about to sit down for a haircut myself. Like, I mean, I'm just so excited to chat with Kiara. So I've got to know this, because there's always like this fascination with what teachers are like when they're not in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And two interesting facts about you, Kiara, which really are interesting. Wrestled in high school?
I wrestled in high school.
Okay.
I did.
You want to give us just the quick and dirty about how did you end up on wrestling in high school?
So I graduated from Verona in 2008. And funny thing, my wrestling coach is actually a CTE teacher now. So like the same day I told my kids that I was a wrestler, we passed him in the hall. And I'm like, Curtis, tell my kids about me. They're like, wow, you really did wrestle. But yeah, I was one of the first females in Henrico County to join the wrestling team.
Kiara, you are spunky for lots of many reasons.
Oh, thank you.
But your ability to hop on in there and wrestle is just really extraordinary. And I understand you have a new love, fairly new love, of TikTok.
I love a TikTok. You can learn every TikTok University class of February. That's me. I love it.
Do you really? For instructional stuff, just fun.
Okay,
all of it?
So at first it was personal. I loved all the little quick tricks, especially during COVID. I was home learning how to make bread. I'm an excellent bread maker. But since I became a teacher, it's so many resources for us as teachers. And to hear him mention today, half of the things that I have bookmarked on TikTok, I'm like, TikTok's the right spot. Like, I'm going to keep on scrolling.
That's exactly amazing. Right. Yeah, well, I'm a YouTube University gal myself. There are very few weeks that I'm not somehow searching something to figure out how to do this one thing. So I think we are like a lot of young people who are teaching ourselves a little bit along the way, too.
Exactly.
Kiara, what is it about CTE instruction that you think has the power to really change lives and make a student's life more enriched and more lucrative, quite frankly, when they leave us?
I love that question. Being a product of CTE myself, graduating in 2008 from Miss Williams and Miss Childress's cosmetology class, as a junior, as a sophomore in high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew that college 100% wasn't for me, but I knew I had to do something. According to my mom, I had to do something. So getting into the program, because back then we had an interview to get in, and seeing everything else that I could do around cosmetology and not just stand behind the chair. By the time I graduated, I joined a company, Regis, amazing company, started off as a stylist. And by the time I left last year to come here, I ended as an artistic director, which have involved me traveling all across the country, Canada and Puerto Rico, to teach our brand to franchisees, to new stylists. So it's not just about behind a chair. It's so much more to it. And I would have never learned it. So my students, that is exactly what I'm trying to give back to them. Like, it's so much more than just being behind a chair. You want the money? Find me your favorite TikTok artist. How much is he worth? What else is he doing?
Right.
So I make it relatable and they love it. And I love it.
Kiara, I tell you what, your students are in for a treat. We have met so many outstanding new teachers today, but the energy you are bringing is just absolutely contagious. So
thank you.
Best of luck to you, best of luck to your students, and thank you for chatting with us today. So Mike, Kiara mentioned in her interview that she wasn't sure in high school what she wanted to do, but she knew that college wasn't the path she wanted to take. And this is something that she would have in common with some other students who've gone on to do awesome things.
I think that where she was at that time is where the majority of students are. They don't know what it is that they want to do. And if they don't know what they want to do, they don't know what they should be choosing to take for that path. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, and a lot of those students, they end up going to college. And whether they're going to community college and or that they actually go to a four-year institution, it's when they don't have a plan because they don't know where they want to go, it's not really great because, you know, how many students change their major, you know, and they end up having to pay for it all over again because they're starting over to a certain extent. And when you look at the cost of college these days, you don't want to make those types of mistakes. So I think that the CTE programs offer career exploration that the students need to help them figure out what it is they want. They come in, they talk to the teachers before they sign up. They talk to the counselors. They talk to the recruiters and kind of give an idea of what it is they like to do. And then hopefully, you know, point them in the right direction. And it sounds like that she found out what she wanted to do. She tried this. And trying out in high school, I think, is important because right now when you're in school, whether you're going to the A Center or taking one of the other CTE courses, it lets you try out something. You may just as easily as you could find out this is what you want to do, you could also find out this is what you do not want to do. You definitely don't want to go and start on a track in college where you want to be an accountant and find out you hate it. And then you've got to start all over again because then you don't even know what it is you want to switch to. And so you're just left scratching your head, taking a year off. Are you going to go back? And, you know, there's just, I think that that's why so many people really need to be considering, you know, a CTE track as early as starting as middle school. You know, so what do you think on that? I mean, I'm sure we've both run into so many different parents and students that once they got out of high school, they wish they had gone this way, and they're kind of stuck.
Absolutely. And I tell you, everybody listening, this is really one of the reasons our Life Ready Expo, which is coming up on September 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Hermitage High School, is such a great opportunity for 6th through 12th graders and their parents and caretakers. Mike, what can folks expect at the Life Ready Expo?
Well, a lot of people are going to look at this and say, well, this is just a career fair. It's not really that. I mean, when you've got students in middle school coming in through high school, we've got what you're doing is you're talking to these business owners and representatives, and you're finding out what is it you do, what do your employees do, and where one company's, you know, their primary objective is to produce this or to they're selling that or providing services. There's still all the background stuff that a lot of people don't realize, all the administrative the stuff is there, everything from the accountants to the people that are handling the paperwork after the sale. The students get to ask them, what do I really want to do this? This sounds really interesting. What do I need to do to prepare? And that's what those people are doing. The business leaders and the representatives are talking to those students saying, what is it you need to do to get ready so that you're going to be able to take on and be able to, after college, right after high school, start that career path? And I think that's so, so important. And I really hope people take this to heart and say, I don't want to miss this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. And you don't want to miss this. Again, folks, September 19th, 2023, 6 to 8 p.m. at Hermitage High School. Do not miss the Life Ready Expo. So back to our new teachers. Next up, we're going to meet Tyler Roman, who's new to Henrico Schools as a marketing teacher, and he has the type of career background you know his students are going to love hearing about. Let's meet Tyler Roman.
I went to school at George Mason, and I got a sport management degree, and I've pretty much been in sports my whole career before that. I was an intern for the Washington football team, a former name before that, and then I wrote basically letters to all 32 NFL teams asking if I could be a scout or an intern, and luckily the Cleveland Browns gave me an opportunity to be an external scout. So I was an external scout for them for 4 years. Unfortunately, the goal was to be in the building, but I got let go during COVID, so everything was external. So I was watching film on all college-eligible players or draft-eligible players from college for those 4 years, and I loved doing it. But like I said, during COVID, budget cuts, it just kind of happens. So after that, I pivoted to a little bit of sports media. I did some work as a mock draft analyst for NBC Sports Washington, and then I started my own podcast called Roman Around the League. It's my last name, Roman, play on the words. It's with Empire Media Company, which is owned by Bram Weinstein, who's a play-by-play voice for the Washington Commanders. So I'm still doing that, trying to keep that as much as I can on top of the teaching schedule. And then, during COVID, you know, it was tough on having a job. So I looked into teaching. I had a lot of great teachers growing up. It's also a very stable profession for the most part. So that's kind of why I looked into it at a career switcher program at Shenandoah University. This is going to be my second year in the classroom. I was in Prince William last year as a sports marketing teacher and freshman football coach. We went 10-0. Just want to put that out there. But then I moved over to Henrico this past summer. My girlfriend and hopefully soon to be fiance got a job in the Department of Forensic Science here in Richmond, so I followed her. And that's why I'm here at Henrico. And then I also just got into the Sport Leadership Master's Program at VCU, so I'll be doing that as well starting the next couple weeks. So.
Oh my goodness, Tyler. So you have really been able to pivot, but it sounds like you've been able to keep these other parts of your life that you love kind of with you through all of this.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I loved teaching sports marketing last year. The kids ate up everything about me and my sports background and history. So they were very drawn to everything I had to tell them and stuff. So that was a very, very cool, unique experience. And last year was one of my best years in basically the working career in general. So it was a really, really good experience. It was at Patriot High School in Prince William. So I hope I can, you know, bring any experiences and values I have from there to this new position here at Hermitage.
What is it, Tyler, you think that makes career and technical education, CTE in particular, so valuable?
Well, there's so many different things in CTE that you can look into, whether it's marketing or econ or fashion. So many just marketing in general, fashion marketing, sports marketing, regular marketing. But it opens up a lot of different things. And I think even marketing might be the most important, because even if you don't go into a marketing job, you have to learn how to market yourself. You have to market yourself to get a job that you want, get an opportunity that you want, to network. That is the biggest thing. And this is just from my experience sports. The biggest thing to get a job in sports is to basically network and talk to people, talk about yourself. You can't be bashful. You got to say what you want, what you've done. So marketing is a really, really important aspect that kids can take to any career, whether it's in marketing or somewhere else. So that's why I think it's a very valuable, you know, part of the school curriculum.
Well, we are super lucky to have you, Tyler, off the field, on the field. We are delighted that you were here with Henrico County Public Schools. Best of luck for your upcoming year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, Mike, it was really interesting to meet Tyler. And one of the things folks may have to kind of get nudged to remember is that career and technical education spans so many career paths and specialties, including marketing. Mm-hmm. Folks may kind of think, you know, kind of automotive or nursing, but when you really stand back and look at all of our career clusters, including encouraging students to explore teaching, there really is a wide depth and breadth of what we offer.
Yeah, we have a Teachers for Tomorrow program, actually plural, there's 2 years. And then we've got a new one that we're starting, putting together that the ACE Center students can sign up for next school year, not this coming school year, is the Teacher Apprentice Program. And, you know, it's when it comes to somebody who wants to become a teacher, it's great to be able to start in high school because, I mean, you now have a 5-year, it switched from 4 to 5, maybe before COVID, from a 4 to 5-year college program to become a teacher. And anything you can get that's going to help you before you get there is going to be great. Plus, it's that whole idea of trying it out now. The neat thing about the Teacher Apprentice Program that makes it stand out from the regular Our Teachers for Tomorrow is that the students are actually going to be physically in the classroom with the teachers, not observing, but working as a kind of like a teacher in training. So they're going to get to experience one-on-one, hands-on, and I think that is amazing. Then you've also got the idea of the he mentioned about sports marketing and the aspects of what that brings and our programs that we have in sports marketing and fashion marketing and just marketing in general. Again, great CTE programs that we've had that have been there for a long time. And reminds me of one of the projects the students did some years back. I think it was right before COVID, where they worked with the Flying Squirrels, and they came up with their, I think I've got this right, they came up with their own ball team, and they created the mascot, they designed the uniforms, they had to market to the demographics of the community that the team was going to be starting up in. They got into so many different aspects that they touched on the fashion marketing with designing the uniforms. It touched on marketing when it comes to getting the information out to the populace in the town they were going to start it up in. Because if you start a ball team and nobody knows you're playing,
right,
because you haven't done any of the marketing aspects of it. And then coming up with the ideas of how are you going to make it fun for, you know, when you look at the squirrels and the stuff they've done compared to past ball teams in Richmond, they really are making it fun for people to come out and watch. And I think that's why they've been so successful. And working with the students and getting that hands-on experience with a business partner who are doing that right now with their own business, with their own sports team, that type of experience is just amazing for a young person. And I hope people are looking at these as opportunities that when they're in high school to take these sports marketing programs and see what this is, you know, try this out and see if they like it.
Yeah. So, Mike, our last interview for this edition is with Kathy Weisong. And Kathy's story reminds us of two pretty timeless truths about making a difference in a student's life as a teacher and the eternal need for career and technical education. Let's meet Kathy. Kathy, thank you for being here. Are you excited about this year ahead?
I'm very, very excited about this year ahead. I think that we've got a wealth of talent in this school, teachers and students, and I'm very excited about the diversity of this class as well.
Tell us a little bit about your pathway to teaching.
I got into teaching. It's a long, short story. My career is 30 years of marketing and advertising, radio, TV, and newspaper. And I got involved with communities and schools in Pittsburgh, and that kind of put me in in the direction of teaching, and I wanted to try to give back to some of the students what I gave to my children. And I just wanted to reach back to some of the students who I get. And if you can save one, you can call that a success.
Absolutely. Kathy, what will you be teaching and where, by the way?
I will be teaching at Freeman High School. I'll be teaching economics and personal finance and principles of business and marketing, with a marketing degree that really puts you in line to do an awful lot of different things. And marketing is needed everywhere. And I used to tell people years ago when I was in advertising that there's a reason why you choose Crest or Colgate. It's marketing. It's the way you package it. There's a reason why we buy $5 cups of coffee from Starbucks when you could buy a $5 can of coffee and make your own coffee at home. It's about marketing.
Absolutely, it's about marketing. I mean, I think this is going to be kind of an eye-opening experience for your students to kind of get behind the scenes from someone who knows. And I think that's one of the great things about career switchers. You bring this wonderful professional experience into your class. 30 years of what you've seen with marketing, they have it at their fingertips. Kathy, let me ask you this, because of the experience you have, and you talked a little bit about kind of the marketing track that can take you to so many places. What do you think is the value of career and technical education?
The value of this career and technical education is these are jobs that will always be needed. These are jobs that more than likely will not become AI. These are jobs that cannot be done by a computer. These are human jobs. We always need CTE people to create, to grow, to build, to educate.
That's awesome. You are absolutely right about that. Well, I am wishing you the very, very best in your year ahead. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. And your students have a fantastic opportunity with you. So best of luck to you, Kathy.
Thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to it.
It was great to meet Kathy. And a fun fact about Kathy is that she's a jazz singer and hosts her own jazz radio show on Sunday afternoons. But Mike, I really loved her point about the fact that this CTE jobs are jobs that we cannot think about replacing in the traditional way of simply making these computerized or robotic. There's some things that you just can't replace in that way.
I think she's right 100% that these are the programs that we found out during COVID that
right.
What we're teaching are those essential jobs that everybody learned about. You know, nobody who talked about essential jobs before COVID, you know, and we found out that all of our programs and what we're teaching these students are these essential skills for the essential careers that where you're not going to be able to farm it out someplace else. And it makes it that much more important. And her point about why these things are important and why she wanted to kind of give back, you know, she mentioned about her children, and she wanted to give back to students like what she did with her students. I mean, with her own kids. It's that's what makes it the career switchers who move into teaching so important, because they've got this passion. You know, you've got plenty of people that come out of school, out of college, got that passion for teaching. But the ones who still have it, it still was there all during their lives. And when they get later on after they've gone through the career and they want to go back and they want to give back to the students and to the community, it's amazing that where most people are thinking about the retirement, that's where they're, you know, but it's like, no, it's time for me to give back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's amazing.
I love that too. I love that too. And absolutely agree. I remember one time meeting a medical doctor, and he said, I knew at one point I wanted to be a math teacher in high school. Now, I went to medical school. I was a doctor for many years, but I knew that I just wasn't finished until I had that classroom experience. So you're absolutely right. There are people who they really waited their whole lives to be able to teach. And
the fact that they were teaching something that was outside of what they had been doing in their career.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
You just knew that. So we are delighted to have our new teachers, of course, our returning teachers, all of our teachers in Henrico County Public Schools, and our career and technical education teachers. We are delighted that we are off to another outstanding school year with some of the best
educators that you will find in this country right here in Henrico County Public Schools. And just to remind everybody again, Life Ready Expo. Check that out, September 19th, Hermitage High School, 6 to 8 p.m. If you have a middle or high school student under your roof, you will not want to miss this event. Visit henricocte.com for details. Mike, thanks again, as always, for an awesome conversation. Thank everyone out there for listening, for liking, and subscribing. We'll catch you next time on Henrico CTE Now.